I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show. The emerging research is stunning how beneficial creatine is for brain neurons and protecting brain neurons against age-related damage. So pretty much everyone will strongly benefit from supplementing with creatine, even if you're not in that category of wanting to get bigger muscles. I'm so excited to introduce you to Peluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Peluvas give you the most authentic barefoot style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Peluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Peluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Peluvas, living in your Peluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Peluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Peluva.com, that's P-E-L-U-V-A, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Peluvas, let your feet be feet. Here we go with a quick breather show on the Carnivore Scores Food Rankings chart. If you're watching on video, look at this beautiful, colorful chart that you can download for free at BradKearns.com. Print it out. Tape it on your refrigerator, and it will help you emphasize and prioritize the most nutritious foods on earth. Now, I've done some extensive content on this topic, including going over the chart on a multi-part show and talking in detail about all the items. So I just wanted to give you a quick recap of all the categories and the different foods on the chart in this breather show. And so if you're looking for more detail, please refer to those episodes on the BRAD podcast. And this is a ranking of the most nutrient-dense foods on earth. It would be called an animal-based diet because that's where the most nutritious foods are found. But we also have a nice category at the bottom of wonderful plant foods that can be enjoyable, that can help you obtain the carbohydrates you need to perform and recover and thrive in all manner and enjoy your life. And so we just want to be selective with our choices of all the foods in each of the categories and prioritizing the best. So we start out at the top of the chart with the global all-stars, widely regarded to be true superfoods with especially dense and attractive nutritional properties. And of course, that would be liver, the king of the organ meats, widely regarded as the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. The liver, of course, is the control tower for the dispensation of nutrients throughout the bloodstream for humans as well as animals. So when you're consuming that liver, you're getting a concentrated dose of all the nutrients you need across the board with the vitamins, minerals, micronutrients. You really want to source grass-fed liver. That would be pretty much mandatory because, again, if you're talking about an animal that's been raised in adverse conditions, You might also find a concentration of unwanted agents in the organ meat. So go for grass-fed liver, nice sustainably raised animal, and try to find ways to work that into your diet. If you want to pan fry the liver, make the classic appreciated meal, liver and onions from generations past. What I do is I freeze little chunks of liver and I will consume those raw and heavily salted, or I will throw them into my protein superfuel smoothie every morning. So as the experts recommend, you don't need a ton of this, but if you get an ounce or two or three per day, that is going to really turbocharge your diet and re-energize at the cellular level. And if you just can't find a way to go and purchase some organ meats and make them a centerpiece of your diet, of course, you can utilize the supplements. And that's why I promote MOFO, Male Optimization Formula with Organs, which contains a compilation of freeze-dried bovine, testicle, prostate, heart, liver, and bone marrow, and all the other products that you can find in this burgeoning product category. So you can consume your liver in capsule form. Also on the Global All-Stars list are oysters. They're widely regarded and celebrated as an aphrodisiac because they have the great nutrients that can help you boost libido. And that's validated with things like zinc and things that are difficult to find in other foods that are really concentrated in oysters. We also have salmon roe or caviar. Again, eggs would be the essential life form food, right? It's life itself. And so salmon eggs are up there on that list. And also newly revised chart, fruit joins the list of global all-stars because it is very easy to digest. It's a wonderful source of dietary carbohydrate, and it has an incredible micronutrient profile and giving you the healthy fiber and good for your gut, good for your energy, easy to digest, distinguishing it from the other widely celebrated plant foods that can also come, as Paul Saladino says, with a package insert in the form of adverse reaction to plant toxins. So yes, leafy greens and nuts and seeds are also in the category of really nutritious plant foods, but they're not as easy to digest for certain people, whereby fruit, there's not a lot of people that have running around with fruit allergies or have problems consuming fruit. So fruit is a global all-star. The next category is animal organs. That ranks above red meat because the muscle meat that we prioritize when we're consuming animals is not as nutrient dense as what's found in wonderful organs like not just liver, but heart, kidney. You can also put bone broth on here. That's a compilation of the extract from the bone when bone broth is prepared properly. So it's really high in collagen and glycosaminoglycans. These are compounds that are difficult to find in other dietary sources, but really good for your connective tissue, bone, joint health. And so getting an appropriately high quality bone broth into the diet. And what I do for that is I use that as my liquid base for my daily protein smoothie. And so hopefully you know the distinction between a true bone broth and inexpensive bone stock that you find in the cardboard containers that's really mostly liquid. It doesn't have those precious agents that you can only get from leaching the material out of bones with a very long and slow cooking time. So we have the actual organs that you can find online easily or from a quality butcher or natural food supermarket. I order stuff from uswellnessmeats.com, and they have a great selection of organs, not just from cow, but from other animals too. And get home, find a way to get them into your diet. And you can also take supplements in this category, the variety of organ supplements available from Ancestral Supplements and other companies. And also you can take collagen protein, which experts like Mark Sisson recommend taking 20 grams a day for the rest of your life to support hair, skin, nails, and connective tissue health. And again, very difficult to obtain sufficient collagen levels when you are just consuming muscle meats. That's why organ meats and bone broth are so important. Then next on the chart ranking is red meat. And we're talking about meat coming from the ruminant animal. That's a different category than the monogastric animals like chicken and pork, which have much greater concerns about inferior nutrient profile, inferior fatty acid profile, because of the way that they're conventionally raised with corn and soy feed. which these monogastric animals like chicken and pork have a difficult time processing and deliver an end product that is inferior to the ruminant animal, which has four stomachs and is able to process even things like corn and soy feed, which of course we'd rather get 100% grass-fed. But again, the red meat is superior. And so I try to emphasize red meat and put that higher in the rankings than other kinds of meat. So it kind of flips the script that we've long heard about, where people are saying, yeah, I'm trying to eat healthy. I don't eat red meat. I eat chicken and fish. And so now we have extreme concerns about the polluted waters and the sustainability of fishing and the adverse farming practices for fishing. We have the extreme concerns about the conventionally raised chicken and pork, these monogastric animals that have a hard time processing the corn and soy feed and will give you an end product that's high in the undesirable polyunsaturated fatty acids. And then we have good old red meat that has sustained the human for a couple million years of evolution and is better able to handle the feed that they may be given at the end of their life. And they also have a superior lifestyle to the conventionally raised pig or chicken. And we can watch those documentaries and see how sad it is to have the chickens cramped up. But all cattle are grass-fed for the majority of their life. So they're enjoying time out on the pasture. You're going to drive by them on the highway and see them. And then they're heading to the feedlot in many cases. And there are many concerns about how they're fed up, fattened up at the last part of their life. So 100% grass-fed is a great choice. But if you must consume conventional meat, make sure it's red meat only. And even better are the less mass-produced animals. So when you go for bison buffalo from a place like wildideabuffalo.com, you are getting the most pristinely raised animal, harvested sustainably, and a wonderful nutrition profile. Same with lamb. It's like 99.something% of lamb from America is grass-fed, 100% grass-fed and grass-finished, and 100% of lamb from New Zealand, grass-fed, grass-finished. So lamb is a great choice, and that comprises the red meat category. Then down below, we go to eggs as the next on the tiered ranking system of the carnivore scores chart. And we really want to try hard to source pasture-raised eggs and also look for the distinction on the label of humane certified. That means this is a really nice sourcing, a nice ranch that gave the chickens a nice outdoor lifestyle where they were afforded access to their natural diet of things like grasses and worms and insects. And so they deliver a end product that is superior nutritional profile, higher omega-3 values, and a whole bunch of superior nutritional ranking to a conventionally raised egg where the chicken was confined in the chicken coop and raised on corn and soy feed and other things that are objectionable to the end product. But again, if you're consuming a conventional egg at the diner and that's going to be your breakfast, that is very highly ranking on the carnivore scores chart. So eggs are a centerpiece of human nutrition. They have been so for millions of years. Try to find the pasture raised and also experiment with alternative egg sources. So any animal that's not in that main pipeline, like the cow or the chicken, is going to give you a much preferred harvesting and more sustainably raised, because we're not consuming millions and billions of duck eggs every year or quail eggs or ostrich eggs. So I love going to the specialty markets and finding those little tiny quail eggs. You find them at the sushi bar too, where they have a little tiny raw egg on top of your sushi roll. Delicious and really good nutritional quality. Same with duck eggs, which you can find in many natural food supermarkets. And it's a bigger egg, has a stronger taste than a chicken egg. And so if you like the taste of eggs, go and find some duck eggs too. Ostrich egg is giant egg. And boy, I've had the chance to try those a couple times. Really fun. So eggs are a winner. Right below red meat, we have the global all-stars, the organs, the red meat, the eggs. And the next category are the best sources of fish, which are the oily cold water fish family, generally the small fish. And the acronym SMASH helps you remember that this comprised of sardines, mackerel, anchovies, salmon, and herring. Good thing about this too is they are the least expensive fish. They're easy to source. You can find them in canned format all over. And these have the wonderful nutritional benefits, especially the highest omega-3 foods in the human diet. So the smash fish is the next category. Then we go down to shellfish, and shellfish in general have less concerns about pollution and adverse farming practices because they are protected from the polluted waters by their shell. And whether they're farmed or whether they're wild, their lifestyle and their habitat is very similar. And they also have tremendous nutritional benefits. I talked about oysters being in the global all-stars. So beyond oysters, we have things like clams, mussels, scallops, octopus, and lobster, superfoods, and a great addition for variation in your diet, along with emphasizing red meat. Then we go down to organic, high-fat dairy products. The best form is raw. This is difficult to find, but you can find raw cheese. It might be one out of the 100 brands that they're selling at a quality market. You can find raw milk at a quality natural foods grocery, but very difficult to find. A lot of people have concerns and they want something that's pasteurized for less exposure to pathogens. But if you're getting raw milk directly from a farm, that is going to be worth the minimal risk of contamination because the nutrients in that milk are much easier to digest. So much so that there's research showing that somewhat around 80% of lactose intolerant folks, given in a study format, given access to raw milk, did not show any of the adverse dietary digestive reactions. They were able to digest raw milk successfully because it hasn't been pasteurized. It hasn't removed those cofactors and those enzymes that assist with digestion when you're consuming raw milk. So raw milk is a big winner. Whenever I can find it, I'll get it. I'll make it the base of my smoothie. Or you can take a glass of raw milk and mix in a scoop of protein. And it's a wonderful, very, very nutritious, easy to digest snack there, or a quick breakfast on the go, I suppose. So when you're sourcing dairy, a lot of people have concerns and problems and complain of digestive difficulties associated with dairy. Go for the raw, unpasteurized, and the highest fat sources of dairy, of course, are going to get you away from the concerns with lactose intolerance that something like 80% of the population on the planet suffers from as adults. So the low fat or the non-fat dairy, the fruity yogurts and things like that, those are deservedly off the ranking system, delivering mostly a sugar bomb and a difficult to digest form of carbohydrate at that, and none of the wonderful benefits that you'll find with raw milk, raw cheese, and other carefully sourced organic high-fat dairy products. And we want to definitely emphasize organic because a lot of cattle in the conventional dairy system are fed hormones, pesticides, and antibiotics. So we don't want any of that passed on. We want to go for the organic dairy products, full fat yogurt, cream, cheese, raw milk, as tolerated, right? I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment, because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for BRAD podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. So then we go down the ranking system to chicken, turkey, and pork. And I've already mentioned how we want to source responsibly there and really strive to insist upon organic, pasture-raised, naturally, sustainably raised animals in this category due to the extreme concerns about a feedlot, conventionally raised chicken, turkey, and pork. Now we get to the bottom of the chart and the big category for colorful, nutritious, easy-to-digest plant foods. Again, it's going to help with your hormone balance, going to help with your energy, performance, and recovery, leading an active lifestyle. I do like the notion that you earn your carbohydrates. So if you're sitting around like most people, leading an inactive lifestyle full of processed foods, we can talk about the carb intake as being a potential problem, causing excess insulin production, promoting disease patterns, but that's largely driven by the consumption of nutrient-deficient processed carbohydrates and a general lack of activity in life. So when we talk about nutritious plant foods, high-end carbohydrate, let's go to town and learn how to quickly source the best ones with the minimal concerns about plant toxin sensitivity and maximum nutritional value. So generally speaking, the highest levels of plant toxins are found in the most defensible parts of the plants, which would be roots, seeds, stems, and leaves. So plant foods in those categories are the ones that you're going to either want to stay away from or make an effort to cook, soak, sprout, and ferment to neutralize those plant toxins. None more familiar than the gluten found in wheat products that causes all kinds of problems, even if it has been sprouted and processed. Anyway, on the chart here are avocados, which are technically a fruit, of course, a wonderful source of monounsaturated fats, delicious, no objections for digestibility, and a wonderful nutrient profile. I'm also putting dark chocolate on the list because it has so many health benefits. You've heard of the love drug. It's called phenylalanine. That's high in dark chocolate that gives you that mood elevating, has a wonderful beneficial effect on your neurotransmitters, also super high in an assortment of antioxidants and phytonutrients. And hey, if you source responsibly, that's going to be super important. Listen to my entire show with gourmet chocolate baker Sean Askenozy, talking about the purchasing of inexpensive chocolate, mainstream chocolate bars. You're basically supporting child slave labor in Africa. So we want to find that distinction of bean to bar, fair trade, dark chocolate. And there's so many wonderful brands that I talk about on my full show dedicated to dark chocolate. So go out there and enjoy yourself and become a gourmet, a dark chocolate connoisseur like myself. Also in the category of fermented foods, these are things that have those beneficial probiotic health benefits, are easy to digest because they are prepared in their fermented state. So for example, sauerkraut made from cabbage. If you consume raw cabbage, you're talking about one of the most objectionable and high plant toxin foods. But if you consume it in the form of sauerkraut, as it's been prepared and fermented, it's going to give you a good probiotic boost, easy to digest. Other fermented foods that you might enjoy, kimchi, pickles, and kombucha. I love making my kombucha homemade, and it's a delicious beverage that I mix with my mineral water. We also have raw honey on the list. Definitely want to find raw honey because there's a lot of processed honey that has some offensive processing methods and impurities, and they can throw other things in there that are kind of shocking. There's been some expose research that they're dumping in who knows what kind of junk in there, high fructose corn syrup or processed sugar. So you want that distinction. Raw honey has great antioxidant, antibacterial properties, so much so that consuming honey has none of those adverse effects of the blood glucose spike that we criticize sugar for so much, and also the digestibility concerns and the interference with natural cellular energy production that processed sugar does, particularly the release of endotoxins. Jay Feldman talked about this a lot on his interviews. So when you're consuming the Slurpee or the Skittles, you're interfering with your body's ability to process energy internally. That's why you might get that sugar crash, whereby honey, with those natural antioxidants and the fiber and all the things that are contained in the natural unfiltered raw product, are going to give you a good, easy to digest source of carbohydrates without the adverse effects. I also put nuts and nut butters on there. Although they are in the high risk category, if you can tolerate nuts and nut butters, they're a wonderful snack, teeming with good nutrition. That's why I'm proud to offer my Brad's Macadamia Masterpiece to those who enjoy it and can tolerate it. And if you have a problem with nuts, as we know, many, many people have nut allergies specifically, then you stay away from those products that cause you problems. Seaweed is on the list. It's a great source of iodine, which is another agent that is difficult to obtain in the modern food supply. Can help with thyroid function. Too much iodine can also mess you up, but seaweed has many health benefits and minimal objections, also high in the B vitamins and selenium. Then we have the category of sweet potatoes and squash. These are the root vegetables, are easy to digest, have minimal objections that you might find in those other categories of roots, seeds, stems, and leaves, and a great source of dietary carbohydrate for glycogen replenishment and hormone balance. When it comes to oils, we are talking about cooking with the temperature stable saturated fats. That would include butter, ghee, lard, things like that, that you can put on your pan as you need to cook and will be more tolerant of the heat, as opposed to the polyunsaturated bottled cooking oils that we've been using for decades with extreme adverse health consequences. So fortunately, there's becoming more and more agreement that we want to get rid of the highly refined industrial seed oils, aka vegetable oils, and cook with these temperature stable saturated fats. And then for eating, you're going to try to source the very best extra virgin, first cold pressed, locally grown or domestically grown olive oil. And when you go to the big box store and see that giant plastic jug of so-called extra virgin olive oil from the main oil exporting countries of Greece, Spain, and Italy, a lot of times you're getting an inferior product that has been cut with cheaper oils, and there's not a lot of regulation here. So you want to source that oil in the same manner that you carefully source your dark chocolate. And there's great outlets now, Olive Oil Lovers Club. I'm a member. You sign up and they send you a bottle every quarter. There's a couple other club memberships where they go and go directly to the producer and harvest excellent oil. I like stopping on the roadside in Northern California when we're on road trips and getting the oil from the growers that are right there nearby. So there's a lot of opportunities to find first cold press extra virgin olive oil from domestic sources, and first cold press only conveys the idea that the oil was pressed once, that the olive was pressed once, the oil came out, and they didn't recycle it or cook it with high temperature processing to try to extract more oil in a cheaper way, which is basically what's going on when you're extracting oil from these other plants that don't naturally yield oil. So the canola oil, corn oil, sunflower, soybean, all that kind of stuff has to endure heat and high temperature processing that makes the end product so destructive to human health. Avocado oil is a popular product category, but they had a recent expose testing like 100 different products with all avocado oil in there, and they found a wide disparity on the quality of the avocado oil. So it's a start that you're sourcing things like avocado oil instead of canola oil, but try to find extra virgin avocado oil from a trusted source. I like my Primal Kitchen product in the small bottle. And when you pour out that avocado oil, it's dark green and it has a scent and it has a strong taste. And that's how you know you're getting a good oil. Same with the olive oil. It should actually sting the back of your throat. Take a little spoonful of olive oil that's fresh and first cold press. So that's your litmus test right there, that you want to feel that sting. And that is the tocopherols, the strong effect of these antioxidant agents in a quality olive oil rather than a bland tasting olive oil, which is old or been cut with adverse other cheaper oils. Okay, when it comes to supplements, oh boy, I've been in this game for so long. I've tried so many things. I've thrown away things that I got tired of taking or wondering if they worked. So I like to focus and not load your to-do list with a whole bunch of supplements. But let's think about that term supplement for a moment. It's a way to supplement a healthy diet, not a replacement or a shortcut or something that's superior to getting something from whole food natural sources. So as Liver King is quick to point out, whenever you see him, getting your liver from actual grass-fed liver is the best source. And then if you can't manage that or you don't want to do that, you can find desiccated supplement to get something like liver into your diet. Same with protein. Protein is the centerpiece of the healthy diet. It's the essence of aging gracefully and helping promote the maintenance of lean muscle mass throughout life. And it can be difficult to obtain adequate amounts of protein in your daily diet because you're talking about sitting down and preparing high protein meals, things like steak and eggs and things that take some preparation time. It's not as easy to dial in your protein consumption as it might be, say, with carbs, where you can grab an energy bar or a slice of bread and definitely get your carb count taken care of every day. And so that's where a high-quality whey protein supplement comes in. I'm so pleased to present the BRAD whey protein superfuel to the marketplace because we are convinced that this is the very highest quality, most bioavailable, most fresh, and directly sourced from 100% sourced from small family farms in Wisconsin. So we're talking about excellent quality control, excellent life for the cattle, and very easy to digest. And of course, easy to prepare too. So when you're on the go, you can dump a scoop into a glass of water, stir it a few times, and consume a scoop of protein to help support protein synthesis throughout your busy day. What we don't want to do is get deficient on protein and go into muscle catabolism where we're getting our protein needs met from the breakdown of amino acids in lean muscle mass. That's how you get tired, have difficulty recovering, and in the extreme example of a diet that's deficient in protein, you run into all kinds of problems, especially that lingering fatigue and malaise. So protein is on the list of supplements, organ supplements, and of course, creatine. The research now is so compelling. Of course, it's been for decades the number one performance supplement, and all the bodybuilders and muscle guys have known this for so long and pounding their creatine and loading with their creatine because the research is compelling that this helps with cellular energy production and getting your muscles stronger, firing more explosively, recovering quickly from workouts. So it's undisputed that creatine is a fantastic supplement and a very necessary one because it's difficult to get enough creatine from your daily diet for optimal results. It would talk about eating 2 pounds of meat every day. And that's a lot for most people, not for Sean Baker. He probably doesn't have to supplement with creatine because he's eating those loads of red meat every day. But for most of us who are interested in muscle performance and recovery, maintaining lean muscle mass throughout life, and now the emerging research is stunning how beneficial creatine is for brain neurons and protecting brain neurons against age-related damage. So pretty much everyone will strongly benefit from supplementing with creatine, even if you're not in that category of wanting to get bigger muscles. Finally, the last item on the food rankings chart are the recommended beverages. And so I list there mineral water, kombucha, herbal tea, organic coffee, protein smoothies, bone broth, and then raw milk or kefir. And that hopefully should comprise the entirety of your beverage choices. Noticeably absent are the high sugar concoctions from Starbucks and other things where you get a delivery of a lot of processed sugar without the satiety that comes from consuming sugar in whole food form that might limit you, right? You can only eat so many bags of Skittles, but you can slam a Starbucks concoction several times a day and get overloaded with processed sugar. So those beverages all have wonderful health properties, and you can integrate them as needed, but water being the starting point, the drink of champions, and all told, that covers the entire chart. So download it, study it further. I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions about it. And thanks for listening, watching. Da-da-da.
Greetings, my fitness-minded listeners. I want to acquaint you with the Primal Fitness Expert Certification Program, the most comprehensive home study multimedia fitness education course in the world. If you want to enhance your personal knowledge of all aspects of leading a healthy, active, fit lifestyle, this total immersion course will be life-changing. I'm the lead instructor and author of the course, and we have 14 chapters of extensive written content with over 100 accompanying videos covering topics such as general everyday movement, including micro workouts and dynamic workstation tips, the full experience of gym-based strength training and all the different modalities, a complete presentation on all aspects of sprinting, both running and low impact options, an assortment of high intensity interval training and high intensity repeat training strategies, a detailed education on the principles and practical application of aerobic endurance training, and extensive commentary, the most you will find in any publication, on all aspects and symptoms of overtraining and burnout. We even have fascinating peripheral topics like integrating nasal diaphragmatic breathing, dynamic stretching, injury prevention, and developing a peak performance mindset. It's really something, this course. We went all out for over 2 years with a great team to develop this amazing home-based fitness education for you. And you get one-on-one expert email support and private Facebook group connection throughout your studies to ensure that you absorb everything optimally and you pass your series of exams and get certified. So go to primalhealthcoach.com/Brad to enjoy a very special limited time. And I'm not kidding. This is a big time discount just for you. 25% off your tuition. A fantastic premium offer at primalhealthcoach.com/Brad for the most comprehensive fitness course you can ever find. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.